And kicking off our sports today, we'll talk about high school basketball and boys basketball today. In the Houston tournament, Summersville plays Fordland and Couch plays Kabul. And in the St. James Invitational, Salem, Missouri plays Waynesville. In girls basketball today, in the 52nd annual Thayer Ladies Winter Classic, Thayer plays Dora on K-Country 95. That game tipping off at about 6:30. Liberty plays Dora, Bakersfield plays Couch, and Alton gets a first round bye. In the Bolivar Lady Liberator tournament, West Plains Lady Zizzers play Neosho around 7 o'clock on 100.9 The Train. Rick Harris will have the call. And other games around the region consist of Ava hosting Conway and Highland, Arkansas at Westside. Talking about them NFL playoffs from this past weekend, in the divisional rounds on Saturday, the Broncos beat the Bills 33-30 in overtime, and the Seahawks beat the 49ers 41-6. Yesterday in the NFL, the Patriots beat the Texans 28-16, and the Rams beat the Bears 20-17 in overtime. And we've got college basketball from Saturday, talking about the Arkansas Razorbacks. Jeremiah Wilkerson scored 20 points and Blue Kane added 18, and number 21 Georgia jumped out to a quick double-digit lead, then outlasted Arkansas' second half run to beat the number 17 Arkansas Razorbacks 90-76 on Saturday. Darius Acuff Jr. led the Razorbacks with 20 points, Billy Richmond III and Malik Ewan each had 12. The Razorbacks are back on the court on Tuesday night as they host number 10 Vanderbilt. And talking about the Missouri Tigers here, Markel Sutton scored 26 and Max McKinnon had 20 to lead LSU to a 78-70 win over Missouri on Saturday and snap a four-game losing streak with their first SEC win in the season. In the loss, Jaden Stone scored 20, Mark Mitchell added 13, and T.O. Barrett helped the Tigers with 11 and Sean Phillips Jr. with 10. The Tigers return home on Tuesday to host number 21 Georgia. Talking about the Missouri State Bears here, Torrey Alston scored 22 and Havon Carter added 7 in double overtime as Middle Tennessee defeated Missouri State 90-87 on Saturday night. The Bears were led by Keith Palak III, who finished with 20, 8 rebounds, 7 assists, and 3 steals. Michael Osei-Bonsu added 20 and 6 rebounds for Missouri State. Kobe Williams also had 19. The Bears will be back in action on Thursday as they travel to New Mexico State. And for the MSU West Plains Grizzlies, they were defeated on Saturday by State Fair Community College 103-86. The Grizzlies were led in the defeat by Ace Evans with 16. The Grizzlies returned to action on Tuesday night as they travel to Three Rivers College. And for Arkansas State, they're back on the court Thursday as they travel to Georgia to play the Georgia Southern Eagles. And Houston High School's head girls basketball coach Micah Lee has announced her resignation from the program. Lee submitted a resignation during Tuesday's monthly school board meeting, citing family reasons for her decision. She will remain with the team through the end of the current season before stepping down. Following Friday night's loss to Bakersfield, the Lady Tigers have 8 regular season games and 1 tournament left on the schedule before postseason play begins. Lee's final game will mark the end of a 3-year tenure as head coach of the Houston girls basketball program. And construction is well underway on Bakersfield School's new sports complex and community park, and school officials say the project is on track for major progress in the coming months. The new 31-acre facility is located near the school at the corner of O Highway and County Road 593 in Bakersfield. When completed, the complex will serve as a home for the Lions baseball and softball. The lower portion of the property will feature the main baseball and softball fields, along with a large multipurpose building designed to serve a variety of needs. A new walking track is also being constructed in that area. Plans for the upper section of the complex include an open-air pavilion similar to the one at the former park location, a large playground, restrooms, a basic outdoor basketball court, and a smaller baseball field that can be used for t-ball and other community activities. School officials said the ball fields are expected to be finished by this spring, with hopes for the entire park project to be completed by the fall.